All right, let's dive in. Today, we're exploring the top 7 key facts about Bad Bunny's impact on music and culture. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy. Here you'll learn 7 facts about Bad Bunny's influence. Bask in Bad Bunny's bold breakthroughs and broaden your brains. Let's get started. Fact number 1. Bad Bunny is considered a pioneer in popularizing Latin trap and reggaeton globally. His rise brought these genres to the global stage, blending hip-hop and Latin rhythms that transcended language barriers. What genres did Bad Bunny help popularize worldwide? Correct answer: Latin trap and reggaeton. Remember this, Bad Bunny's trap has no cap. Moving on to fact number 2. His debut album, X100 Pre, was released in December 2018. This album marked his transition from a rising star to a major force in the music industry. When was X100 Pre released? Correct answer, December 2018. Memory aid. X100 Pre's holiday drop was a festive bop. Next up, fact number 3. YHLQ-MDLG debuted at number 2 on the US Billboard 200. Released in February 2020, this album reflects Bad Bunny's bold artistic vision. What chart position did YHLQ-MDLG debut at on the US Billboard 200? Correct answer, number 2. Think of it this way. YHLQ-MDLG aims high, reaching for the sky. Let's keep it rolling with fact number 4. Un Verano Sin Ti spent 13 weeks atop the Billboard 200 chart. Released in 2022, it marked a milestone for Spanish-language music. How many weeks did Un Verano Sin Ti stay at number 1 on the Billboard 200? Correct answer, 13 weeks. Memory aid, Un Verano Sin Ti, lucky number 13. Now let's move forward to fact number 5. He has been the most streamed artist on Spotify multiple times, dominating from 2020 to 2022, and again in 2025. Which platform named Bad Bunny the most streamed artist multiple times? Correct answer, Spotify. Remember, stream the bunny, get the money. On to the next one, fact number 6. Bad Bunny will headline the Super Bowl 60 halftime show in 2026. This is a significant moment for Latino representation in US pop culture. Which event is Bad Bunny headlining in 2026? Correct answer, Super Bowl 60 halftime show. Here's the takeaway, 2026, Bad Bunny's halftime fix. Finally, fact number 7. He established the Good Bunny Foundation in 2018 for community development in Puerto Rico, focusing on youth empowerment. What year was the Good Bunny Foundation established? Correct answer, 2018. Memory aid, Good Bunny's great start in 2018. Quick recap. Fact 1. What genres did Bad Bunny help popularize worldwide? Correct answer, Latin trap and reggaeton. Fact 2. When was X100 pre-released? Correct answer, December 2018. Fact 3. What chart position did YHLQ-MDLG debut at on the US Billboard 200? Correct answer, number 2. Fact 4. How many weeks did Un Verano Sin Ti stay at number 1 on the Billboard 200? Correct answer, 13 weeks. Fact 5. Which platform named Bad Bunny the most streamed artist multiple times? Correct answer, Spotify. Fact 6. Which event is Bad Bunny headlining in 2026? Correct answer, Super Bowl 60 halftime show. Fact 7. What year was the Good Bunny Foundation established? Correct answer, 2018. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park.